help on eliminating toxins from your life, having more beautiful and productive landscapes and gardens, and especially if you want to learn how to cut your water bill in half, you've come to the right place. It's Dirt Doctor Radio with your host, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome everybody to the show on a gorgeous morning. Driving over here was really, really pretty this morning. Bright sunlight behind me. Driving over westward. Rain all day yesterday. Didn't get any heavy rain. I know a lot of you around the country are buried in snow, so I know there's a lot of different weather events going on across the country out there, but we are going to get to 75 degrees today. It's amazing. It's going to be a gorgeous day. Hope you can spend a little time with us. Telephone number to be on the show here is 866-444-DIRT, D-I-R-T, which is 3478. 866-444-3478, and lines are open. Got a little bit to do here, but not a lot, so jump on board, and we can talk about landscaping, gardening, farming or ranching if you want to do that, landscaping, environmental issues, whatever you would like to discuss. This hour is brought to you by Victor Dog Food. Victor Dog Food is the dog food. In fact, I made a note to myself this morning. I need to get some more about out, and Carmen and Tater would not be happy with me if I allow that to happen. Been trying all the different versions that Victor has. Whatever your needs are, whatever your interests, whatever your dog's taste, and cat as well, Victor has a product for you. A wide range of products that range from grain-free products to some that do have grains. None of them have corn, soy, gluten, or wheat. None of them have toxic chemical preservatives. And, of course, you know those are really big things to me and should be to you as well. If you cook for your dogs or do raw food or whatever, that's terrific. But if you do dry dog food, this is the product line that I recommend. Victor, V-I-C-T-O-R, Victor Pet Foods. Their website is victordogfood.com. We I haven't had time to pull it up, and I probably will have to do it at the break instead of while we're talking here, but I put a cartoon on the on Facebook this morning. Some of you have seen it because some of you have already been commenting. It's a cartoon that I sometimes read and sometimes I don't, but it definitely caught my eye this morning. Well, let me tell you about the dogs that we want to help first, and then we'll talk about the cartoon a little bit. From last week, Bendy was adopted. From before that, Vaughn still waits for home, and Vaughn's who I need to pull up because I think Vaughn may be the white dog with the black eye. I don't remember, and I didn't have time to pull it up yet. This week, it's Rome, and Rome is an interesting-looking character. We're trying to help him here in Dallas at the SPCA. He's a 66-pound five-year-old lab mix with the cutest gray muzzle, which is true. I think it makes him look wise, it says. He's a sweet guy. He loves all people and other animals. While he will love to play with you, he'll love to snuggle with you even more. It says, we must confess, according to his previous owners, he's a bit of a scaredy cat and likes to think of himself as modern-day Scooby-Doo. He just spooks easily. But he looks like a good one. Check him out on our website, dirtdoctor.com. Click on the SPCA button there and check him out. And also Vaughn. I may be wrong, but I think Vaughn is the white dog that we tried to help a week or so ago. The cartoon that I put on Facebook has a comment that maybe the dogs ought to choose the people rather than the other way around. It shows his poor dog, white with a black eye, slumped over, obviously very depressed, chained to an old tire in a junky yard. So great cartoon, not funny at all. Something that we want to try to help with. So check out these dogs on our website and wherever you are in the country. think about it when you're thinking about a pet to get a rescue. And you can get any kind of rescue you can imagine, including purebreds. If you want a full breed mountain dog, a Bernese mountain dog, or a golden retriever, or a Great Dane, or a standard poodle, or whatever. There's rescue organizations for any breed that you can come up with. Great Pyrenees, it doesn't really matter. But if you want just a mutt, which is what we generally do, it's a great place to get them as well. SPCA is one. Other rescue organizations exist out there. Please help these dogs and cats that need a home out there. You'll be the beneficiary, I guarantee you. Interesting things going on in the weather. We've had really cold weather. We've had rain yesterday. We have had the roller coaster weather, which I think is the biggest culprit as far as fall color goes. I was on Bob Webster's show yesterday in San Antonio, and we were talking about the fall color. And he was saying the same thing as that I was saying and the same thing I was seeing, and that is a lot of the yellow fall color plants are a wipeout this year. Pecans are just gone. I mean, they were still green when that 25-degree weather hit us, and they are brown and crumbling off the trees right now. And so I made a comment that the yellows don't look like they're very good. And then I drove around some yesterday. And again, this morning coming over here, there's some yellow trees out there that are gorgeous. Knock your eyes out pretty. So I'm not quite sure. It's something I'm looking into. I'm not quite sure why that early freeze affected some plants so negatively. And then others, it seems to have given them a really nice splash of color. The yellows are out now. The reds. Oh, the only reds I'm seeing are some Chinese pistachio and some of the ornamental pears are red. Not a whole lot of red out there. The Japanese maples this year in our part of the world here are tending to be yellow and not too much red colors. So it's going to be interesting to see that happen. The ones in my yard, like a lot of my trees, are still green. So we'll see what happens there. The disappointment this year, but I got something to make up for it for you, is my ginkgo. I'm not going to be able to show you gorgeous ginkgo color from our big ginkgo this year because it's not going to have any color at all, I don't think. It got caught at just that perfect time, and apparently when the leaves still have a certain amount of green pigment and complex carbohydrates, sugars in the leaves, and are not even shutting down yet and have a real heavy freeze hit, which is what I think happened with some trees, it just kills the leaves. They don't get the color and they fall off. But I'm not seeing that really consistently across the board. Some of my other plants with green leaves don't seem to be bothered yet and seem to be getting a tint of color and probably will have really nice color. Unless this weather that we're going to have today hangs around for a while, 70 to 75 degrees or warmer, that'll mess up fall color. So good news for those of you where it gets cold and stays cold and has bright and you have bright sunshine, that's where you get the best color. People, a lot of people are asking me about that. What creates the best color? That's it. Cold, crisp, light frost, staying cold, and bright, bright sunlight. You can look on a specific plant. Dogwoods really show this off. In fact, I think we have some photographs on the website that show this. The leaves that are in full sun get that brilliant red, and on the same plant where you see brilliant red fall color, you can move some of the leaves around, and where the leaves block the sunlight from leaves right behind the colorful leaves, still be green. So that's the key. Cold and bright sunlight's where you get the great fall color for the most part. Now, some trees behave kind of funny. My ginkgo always has put on its show fall color late. And what I have for you, what we did this week is we made the ginkgo the newsletter, the free newsletter. So if you go, if you don't get the newsletter, go to Facebook. It's on there now. facebook.com/thedirtdoctor, or go to the archives of the newsletter and click on there. The story, it's kind of abbreviated. I'm going to do a longer one. I'm going to do a video that shows the whole history photographically of the tree growing, because it's pretty spectacular. It's pushing being the largest ginkgo in Dallas now, and it's nowhere near the oldest. It's a tenth as old as some of the ginkgos that are still a little bit larger. But anyway, in that newsletter, there's a video. Click on the video and check it out. It shows the tree one year when it did real well with color and tater running around in the color. Check it out on dirtdoctor.com. I'm Howard Garrett. The telephone number, we'll go to the phone soon here, 866-444-3478. Give us a buzz.
Did you know that two of the top five most prescribed drugs in this country are for digestive disorders? It's a fact. Hi, I'm Susie Cohen, author of The 24-Hour Pharmacist. One of the questions I'm most frequently asked is how to relieve and eliminate digestive discomfort. Many people don't realize that indigestion, heartburn, bloating, or gas are often caused by a bacterial imbalance in the GI tract. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics exclusive formula delivers a live, viable blend of beneficial bacteria directly to the source of your discomfort, relieving uncomfortable symptoms. I recommend Dr. O'Hara's probiotics for healthy digestion and overall good health because it's backed by 25 years of research. This exclusive formula improves digestive pH and helps you regain bacterial balance by correcting the root cause of digestive issues. I encourage you to discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Maestro Grow, the makers of great organic fertilizers and soil amendments like Texas Tea, Rose Glow, and the Sick Tree Treatment, is now making Garrett Juice Pro. Garrett Juice Pro is for use on all your crops to improve the soil and plant roots with humic acid, apple cider vinegar, molasses, seaweed, hydrolyzed fish, and beneficial bacteria and fungi. Ask for it in garden centers, feed stores, and hardware stores. And for more information, call 940-648-5400 or go to maestrogrow.com.
Organic Lawn Care, Growing Grass the Natural Way, is Howard's newest book. Howard explains in detail how to establish and maintain lawns, covering, planting, mowing, watering, fertilizing, and managing weeds and other pests. This book explains an easier, less expensive, and less water-intensive program than using conventional lawn care. Have the best-looking lawn in your neighborhood. Get more information or order this great book today by going to Howard Garrett Books on dirtdoctor.com.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus, and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
I have for years advised homeowners about pet health, landscaping, gardening, and pest control. In the pet category, I now have a strong dog and cat recommendation. There are many good pet foods on the market, and we've promoted some of the very best, but Victor is the dog food I recommend and feed my dogs now, and I think you should try it with your pets as well. They'll enjoy it just like mine do. The formulas that I focus on are the grain-free ones, but none of the Victor products contain wheat, corn, soy, or gluten. They're all naturally preserved with no toxins, fake flavors, or colors, and they're loaded with vitamins, minerals, and enzymes, also probiotics, prebiotics, and other healthy ingredients. My dog Carmen and Tater look and feel better than ever. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store. For more information, go to victordogfood.com or email me by clicking on Ask Howard button on dirtdoctor.com. That's victordogfood.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Now, Linda called in early and has been holding a while, so I'm going to go ahead and go to her, and then we'll finish up on a few things and then go back to the phones. It's 866-444-3478 to be with me. Linda is in Starville listening on 660 The Answer. Hi, Linda.
My question is, what do I do about the ants that are in my potted plants that I have brought into the house to winter? I go to water my plants, and ants fall out everywhere. They come to the surface. They're all in my garden room. What do I do about them?
Okay. It's funny, your question, because Logan, our daughter and my announcer, is in Costa Rica right now, and she sent me a video yesterday of this parade of ants coming in the house, and it looks like – I'll put it on my Facebook and on the website for everybody to see, because it looks exactly like our Texas leafcutter ant, only there's just more of them, it seems like. And what I told Logan and Bo to do is get some cinnamon. And cinnamon works really well in the house. Ants hate it. And they also hate black pepper. You can use both those things. You can spray orange oil to hit them and kill them. You can spray the product called BioWash or Plant Wash. We've used it pretty effectively, real effectively against ants in the house. What I generally do, though, Linda, as kind of a next time, first step, is to drench the pots, assuming you have time to do it, with a Garrett juice mixture mixed up like you would use it to spray the foliage, but add orange oil at about 2 ounces per gallon of the Garrett juice per gallon of water, 2 ounces of orange oil per gallon of the overall mix. Drench it through the soil, and it kills all the ants before you bring them in.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you. I will. My son Logan and I will be able to do that.
You have a Logan too, huh?
I do. I have a 32-year-old Logan.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for calling. I think that'll solve the problem. I think that their problem in Costa Rica, the tropical situation and everything, is going to be a little bit more difficult. But it'll be interesting for us to see and compare notes and all that kind of thing about what works for them down there and what works up here. So we'll show you a video that she shot on Facebook and the site here sometime soon.
Looking forward to it. Looking forward to it. Thank you, Howard.
Thank you, Lynn. Appreciate the call. And we've got open lines for you, wide open. Jump on here at 866-444-3478. My tea is very good this morning. What I did, I've got a store-bought tea that's got citrus and various kinds of things in it, lemongrass. And I don't have any lemongrass growing right now. A lot of the things that you hear me talk about. But I also crushed some of the last fruit from the Turk's cap and put that in the tea and then added some nice local honey, and it's a very good flavor, so give that a shot. I did pull up our dog from last week. Is it last week or 2 weeks ago? I guess. Where's my note on it? It said that... Vaughn still sells. Vaughn's been around a couple of weeks. Vaughn is a one-year-old male, 52-pound pointer mix. It's a boy. He's a good-looking guy, white, just got a lot of character, you can tell, so we need to help him out. But the really kind of eerie thing about it is he looked like a twin to this dog in the cartoon that I put on Facebook this morning that's chained to an old tire and in a backyard that's, looks like a junkyard. And the cartoon is Red and Rover by Brian Bassett. So those of you who don't get the Dallas Morning News or any paper that has this and no way to see it on my website, I wanted to explain it to you one more time because it's really got to me a little bit. Red and Rover, the little boy is redheaded, and Rover is his, looks like a light-colored lab. And the bubble comment by Red is perhaps dogs should pick their owners and not the other way around. So, I agree. Check out Vaughn. You guys in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and let's help him out. He's pretty funny. White with a black eye. He almost looks identical to the dog in the cartoon. Let's see. What else do I need to tell you about before we go back to the phones? One thing that we probably need to chat about just a minute because it's the most common thing that I'm getting asked is what about timing for transplanting and for planting new stuff? One of the most common questions along those lines comes to me from people who already have plants at their place in pots, and they're afraid of planting them. They're thinking they should wait for some reason. I never have understood that thinking. Maybe it comes from some of the people in the industry, but the thing you need to remember is that a plant is never going to be in less more stress by putting it in the ground than leaving it in a plastic black container, which is what 90% of them are, some of them are green, above ground. If you leave the plant in the container above ground, there's two really big things that happen when, especially when you get into cold weather. And I'll tell you about them when I come back because there's the birds. Let's talk about timing on planting and transplanting and all that when we come back, and whatever you want to call and talk about, that's fine. 866-444-3478. We'll get to the phones right away. Thanks.
Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on natural organic programs in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's mission is to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center needs your support. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the homepage to contribute. Your contribution is tax deductible. Please donate to make our world better today.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about the books on DirtDoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure Black Cow.
Black Cow composted cow manure is the perfect soil conditioner for our Texas soils. Black Cow enriches the soil with organic matter and helps retain moisture. Now is the perfect time to prepare fall flower beds and fall vegetable gardens. Getting the soil ready is your first step. Black Cow is fully composted, easy to use, and there's no bad odor. Fall is also a great time to set out new shrubs and trees. It's cooler and less stressful on new plants. Mix Black Cow with your native soil right in the planting hole. It's a natural fertilizer that releases nutrients slowly, the way Mother Nature intended. Look for Black Cow in the bright yellow and black bag at your favorite garden center or home improvement warehouse. For more information, check the website, Black Cow, spelled with a K.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure, Black Cow.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Howard, back with you. And just real quickly on this planting, and we'll go to the phones, I promise. If you have a question about when to plant, the fall now, early winter, is the best time to plant. You're going to get some root growth in the fall. You're going to get a little bit throughout the winter, and then the plants are going to take off in the spring. Now, if you have purchased plants that aren't very well adapted to where you're going to plant them, keeping them protected in a greenhouse situation or something like that may need to be done to protect them. But assuming that you have plants that are hardy for where they're going to go, they're much better off getting them in the soil. Backfill them with the native soil or the bed preparation that's in the area. Mulch them. Don't pile mulch up on the stem, but mulch the bare soil. Water them in really well, and they'll be fine. The roots will grow. Transplanting is absolutely, this is the best time right now, not waiting till December or January or February. Right now is the time to get it done. So if you have a plant that's doing well, needs to be moved, your timing could not be better than today. So hope that helps. If you got any more questions about that, you know, give me a buzz. David in Navarro County next. Hello, David.
How you doing, Howard?
Doing great. What's up?
We've got about a second delay on this phone, so don't want to talk over each other.
Okay.
I've got some seeds. I just planted some carrots and beets and spinach seed, and I'm trying to figure out what kind of row cover, the thickness of row cover I need to get for putting over the top of that.
David, that's a good question. I don't know that I know the actual gauge or thickness of the different row covers. The ones that I always get seem to be about the same. They're just very lightweight, you know, spun material. I guess some of them are a little bit thicker and heavier, but I don't think it'll make a whole lot of difference which ones you get. I would, if you look at the web at our website in the library under floating row cover, we did a newsletter on it, I believe, as well. I named all the different brand names of floating row cover that I know, and I've used them all, and I think I did run into one time that seemed to be a little thicker material. It works fine. I like the lighter ones better because they allow the sunlight through more effectively, and if you have to leave the covering on the next day because you don't have time to get out and change it and it gets to be hot and sunny like today, well, it doesn't hurt anything. You can leave those light ones on all the time. And that's what most of them are. What the actual technical thickness is, I've never noticed that. They've always been about the same.
Okay. Yeah, I looked on the internet. They've got, 2.5 ounce, 1.5 ounce, and then even smaller than that.
Oh, wow.
It gets really, really cold down here. We're kind of in a low-lying area, so when it gets still, it really gets cold. So I don't know if the thicker might give me a little more degrees of protection on those little sprouts.
Well, I'm glad you brought it up because I'm not familiar with the different ones, and I need to look into that. Why don't you get a package of each one and see what difference you see? My gut feeling would be the lighter ones would protect just as well as the thicker ones. And the reason why is that it just, both of them allow the air to come through to a degree. But it just creates a little bit of a different micro environment underneath that stuff. Sunlight comes through, air comes through to a degree. But if the mesh is a tighter mesh, it might make a difference. Just the heaviness of it, the weight of it, shouldn't make much difference.
Okay. Well, it also said on some of them there that it kind of holds the moisture in. See, I'm having problems with this soil and then planting the little small seed. Mm-hmm. It dries out so quick up there on top. And I was thinking that maybe that'll hold in, the moisture better to get better germination and stuff.
Well, that's probably true. It does hold moisture, but the way it does it, or one of the main ways it does it, is to keep the wind from blowing across the soil and across the plants. So that's
okay.
One thing else that, and you may have already done this, but if you haven't, get some lava sand. It's inexpensive, and work it into the top of the soil or into the mulch or wherever however you can do it. When you're planting a new area, work it into the soil. If you're having a moisture retention problem, there's nothing you can put in the soil that'll help hold moisture at the right level longer than lava sand.
Yeah, and I've been adding that each time I redo the bed. I add 2 pounds per 100 square feet.
Good.
And I have some pretty mature broccoli, and we got down to 21 degrees a couple nights in a row there, and it burnt the leaves on those broccolis because I didn't cover those, and is that going to damage the side shoots,
No.
Am I still going to get some?
It might hurt your production just a little bit, but if you cover now when it gets cold again and just be a little more diligent, they'll grow and produce fine for you. Next time, just, and I'm worse than you are about doing that and covering them. I try to see what I can get away with, But covering them with the floating row cover would have prevented the damage to the edges of the leaves. Production will still be good, though.
Okay.
All right.
One more question.
Mm-hmm.
on pecans, if I've gotten some pecans that are brought in with bags of leaves and stuff, and they sprout. Now, how do you tell a native pecan from a, you know, specialty?
There's no way to tell the difference because you don't know who crossed with what. So it's just a matter of seeing what you get. The cross breeds can end up having a big kind of paper shell pecan. In some cases, if the crossbreeding was done with those kind of varieties, but generally you get crossbreeding, you know, with some natives and some hybrids and mixed in and that sort of thing, and the overall net result usually is a smaller, thicker shelled pecan. The good news is that the quality of the oil tends to be much higher in those kind of pecans than the hybrids with the big old nuts and the thin shells.
All right. Well, that pretty much takes care of it.
Thank you, David.
All right. Bye.
Interesting delay there, I guess, on his phone. I wonder if that's on our end, too, Matt. I think it was just his end. Open line for you there at 866-444-3478. Mark is next up in Dallas. Hey, Mark.
Good morning, Howard. How are you doing?
Doing well. Thank you, sir.
Listen, I got an infestation of bed bugs, and they're about to eat me out of house and home, and I can't use any chemicals, and I can't use DE. Is there any living creature I can bring on the place that'll eat them up?
I don't know of a beneficial that works, but there's a couple of things that you can do. Bed bugs are sometimes really a problem. I heard a presentation in Dallas one time about the apartments and the general population having a lot more problem with bed bugs than I realized. And I talked about it quite a bit with EcoSafe, the pest control company we work with. They have, they do the service of controlling them, and they use some essential oil products that they have developed themselves. So that'd be one way, since you're in Dallas, to go. You said you couldn't use DE and you couldn't use...
Yeah, there's somebody that lives here also that can't have the dust.
Oh, the breathing problem
and
issue?
And I also have a real old cockatiel. He's lived longer than he's supposed to. And I don't want him to get any weird dust or fumes on him either.
I got you. We used to have a cockatiel that I loved and that we lost, and we've been flirting around with getting another one. The essential oils shouldn't be a problem at all. The other thing that you can look into, and you can talk to EcoSafe about this, or you can go on a web search for it too. There are companies that sell these encasements, which are basically big slips that seal up extremely tightly that you encase the mattress in. So you're not killing the bed bugs. You're just sequestering them inside of this encasement.
Well, they're in the carpet too.
They're all around. Well, that's where the essential oils will have to be used. There are some... This may be the same problem that you would have with natural diatomaceous earth, but there are some borate products that can be put in the carpet, and worked in, and then vacuumed out that would help you. They work on fleas as well as bed bugs and things, but probably in your case, the essential oil products are going to be the best way to go.
And one more time, where did you say I could get the essential oil?
Well, the company that we work with that sponsors our show and we go back and forth with working all the time on ideas and things is called EcoSafe Pest Control here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. For other people listening, there's probably more than one or two companies that deal with these alternative techniques wherever you live, and you can talk to make some calls and ask, and you, depending on the kind of answers you get, you can tell whether you're dealing with somebody that's into the natural organic techniques or not.
Sounds good. Well, I'll give it a shot. And listen, I appreciate the information, and I wish you have a happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You too, Mark. Talk to you again soon.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, we got that coming up next week. I hope everybody gets a chance to visit with friends and family. We have, as you know, if you've listened to my show at all, we have a family golf tournament that we are involved in. It's been going on for a long time. Open lines 866-444-3478. Tamara in Carrollton next. Hi, Tamara.
Hi, Howard. Good to hear you this morning.
Well, thanks for calling. I appreciate it.
I have a new atrium that my husband put on this year. And so as a result of that, I could bring in my citrus trees easily, and they get lots of light. And I have a lime tree in a pot, and it's been fantastic. This year it had 54 limes on it.
Oh, great.
Yeah, but the problem with it now is I noticed some leaves were yellowing a couple of months ago, and then I got more and more yellow leaves. And then when I brought the tree in just before all that freezing weather, the leaves all just dropped. And I thought, well, it's in shock. You know, and now it's just got a few green leaves on it and one or two limes left.
We're going to have to break, Tamara, and I'll hold you over because we'll talk about this without rushing. But did it start losing the leaves before you brought it in? Did I hear you right?
No, some of the leaves
started
yellow.
All right, well, hang on. We'll talk about it in detail when I come back. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. The number is 866-444-3478.
Crazy water is so good, it's crazy. Here's the crazy water tip of the day. Hydration. As sunny days get longer, it's easier for your heart to pump blood through the vessels when you're properly hydrated. Plus, athletic performance can last up to 33% longer. Crazy water contains over 11 minerals that help with hydration, recovery, replenishing your electrolytes, and more. And crazy water does it all naturally. Get some at Whole Foods, Central Market, and other crazy good stores. DrinkCrazyWater.com for a store in your area.
BioSI is a leading manufacturer of microbial products that help build healthy soil to grow healthy gardens and food crops. BioSI products loosen the soil, improve fertilizer and water efficiency, and help reduce diseases in crops. For growers, BioSI's stubble digester helps reduce crop residue and prepares your field for next season's growth. Order BioSI's lawn and garden products today by contacting BioSI at 866-393-4786 or at BioSITechnology.com. That's BioSITechnology.com.
Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor here for Victor Pet Foods. Besides having grain-free products, all Victor formulations are free of wheat, corn, soy, or gluten and are naturally preserved with no toxins, flavors, or colors. Victor's loaded with vitamins, minerals, enzymes, probiotics, prebiotics, and other healthy ingredients. My dogs, Carmen and Tater, love the Victor. I feel strongly that your dogs will too. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store or go to victordogfood.com. That's victordogfood.com.
EcoSafe provides natural, organic pest control to take care of pests without using harmful, toxic products. EcoSafe offers complete commercial and residential pest management, flea and tick control, rodent control, and termite inspections and treatment. EcoSafe specializes in the use of Spectra products to eliminate pests naturally. EcoSafe is also offering franchise opportunities to the pest control companies. Call 1-855-825-2849 or go to EcoSafePest.com.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
You know it's important to maintain healthy cholesterol levels, but did you know that keeping your blood pressure in a healthy range is just as important for good heart health? Without healthy circulation, oxygen and vital nutrients can't be delivered to your body, and elevated blood pressure can put stress on your veins and arteries, leading to serious heart conditions. But here's the good news. There are things you can do right now to encourage healthy blood pressure. One of the easiest is to take Kyolic aged garlic extract. A recent published clinical study suggests that taking Kyolic supports healthy blood pressure and can mean better circulation throughout your body. And now, Kyolic has created Formula 109, a unique supplement with other natural ingredients to help relax and support healthy blood pressure. Taking Kyolic Formula 109 every day as part of a heart-smart lifestyle is the easy, all-natural way to keep you in circulation. Available everywhere fine nutritional supplements are sold. Visit Kyolic.com or call 1-800-421-2998 for a free sample today. 1-800-421-2998. Have you had your Kyolic today?
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard is back. Let's see if Tamara is still with us. Tamara, are you there?
I'm still here.
Okay, so when you brought your little lime tree into the house, all the leaves still looked good at that point, right?
Some of them were yellowing. They had green veins in them, but there was quite a lot of yellow leaves already.
Okay. What's your fertilizer program been?
Well, I do use Garrett juice, and I also use fish fertilizer. And I have at times, not for many, many months, used acid fertilizer for citrus.
Okay. Well, it sounds like you do have a little bit of a mineral deficiency there. The Garrett juice, the vinegar in the Garrett juice should take care of the problem for you. You might want to consider next time when you first see that little mineral deficiency showing up, add a little bit more apple cider vinegar to the mix. Maybe something about the potting soil that you've got or the water that you're using or something like that. The bigger issue on dropping a whole bunch of leaves in the house, let me tell you what the most common reason for that is and see if it fits. The most common reason is that people bring plants in from outside and they think they're putting it in a bright enough place to where they can keep maintaining it like they did outside. If you do that, if you keep fertilizing and you keep watering like you were doing when it was outside, you're going to be grossly over fertilizing and over watering.
I held back on the fertilizing because usually when I fertilize it, it starts blossoming and it's depleted because it doesn't have enough leaves to support. So I didn't haven't fertilized for all months.
Okay. Are you watering about the same way you were watering outside?
You know, probably I am.
Okay.
I have, you know, held back a little bit, but maybe not enough.
Yeah. You got to cut back quite a bit. It really will fool you. If you had a device that read the light intensity outside versus what it is in the house, most people are really shocked at how dramatically different it is. And so
yeah.
We
have a new atrium that's glass. It's all glass, so it gets light from three directions and above, but you're right. Of course, it doesn't have as much as outside.
Right. Even if it's glass, you know, sometimes the glass has a little bit of a tint in it that shuts out some of the light, the kinds of light that's coming through also, plus the fact you're probably not getting as long a direct sun since it's inside. Just cut way back, I think you'll be fine. Your production was tremendous outside, so obviously the plant was doing very well. That can actually sometimes cause a little bit of a chlorosis mineral deficiency. Look, if it's just producing like crazy, sometimes the foliage will suffer cosmetically a little bit. And that may have been what you saw out there. Inside, I think it was just probably a little bit too much water.
Okay, got it. So I should just give it some apple cider vinegar a little bit?
Well, if you're doing the Garrett juice occasionally, that'd be good. But one thing that we learned on interior plants, and it would work on fruit trees like the lime too, if you add a little bit of apple cider vinegar to your water when you're using city water, it helps to buffer some of the things that are in the water, you know, chlorine and fluoride and various
okay.
kind of things, high pH and all that. So instead of putting Garrett juice in it every time you water, which you can do, but if you do that, cut way back on the mixing rate. So you could, every time you water, put a little bit of Garrett juice in it, or just put like a tablespoon of apple cider vinegar every time you water in the irrigation water. Either one or both, just if you use Garrett juice, cut it way back, you know,
okay.
maybe a third of what you normally would use outside in the mixing rate.
Okay, will do. Thank you so much, Howard. You've really helped me this morning. I was worried about it.
Keep me posted.
My pet. Thank you. I will.
Talk to you later.
Have a good one.
You too.
Bye.
Okay, and we've got an open line at 866-444-3478. A couple have been on there and dropped off. Maybe David can tell me what they were interested in, and I'll try to help if they might be on the way to church or something. Joe in Oklahoma City listening on 660. Is 660 coming in loud and clear in Oklahoma City?
Oh, yes, sir.
That's great.
You
Looming
know me.
Out there.
I used to live down there in Dallas area. You know, out there in the Pleasant Grove area.
Uh-huh.
I'm the same Joe that used to call you a long time ago.
Yeah, good to hear from you.
How's it going, buddy?
Doing very well.
Hey, I'm just kind of curious, how was the pecan crop down there in North Texas area?
It's been pretty good. I was talking to some people about it the other day, and I was looking at trees myself. They seem to be a little bit on the small side, the pecans, but the production seems to be pretty good. The squirrels have done their usual amount of damage to some of the production, you know. But general, the production that we've had around here has been pretty good.
Well, that's good. Anyway, happy Thanksgiving, and I'll holler at you later.
Same to you, Joe. Thanks for checking in with us.
Adios.
See ya. Yeah, I think we had just enough rain to make the production pretty good. For future reference, if you have pecan trees, when those flowers are producing on the tree and the time, that time and following that, if it's a dry period of time, watering really well so that there's moisture while, you know, the pollination is going on, is really an interesting thing to do, to have great production. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, will be back for the second hour after this.